cry cause I'm leaving. Don't want you to cry cause I'm leaving. Only my faults make me lonesome. Wonder if you lonesome too. Wonder if you lonesome too. So lonesome about you. Will you be lonesome too? Will you be lonesome too?
Baby, Thank you. can always do it in the dark with the Richmond Moving Image Co-op, home of the James River Film Festival, Flickr, the Italian Film and Food Festival, and the James River Filmmakers Forum. The RMIC is an all-volunteer-run nonprofit that supports independent media arts in Virginia. RMIC offers public screenings, workshops, and access to equipment, information, and resources. For event schedules, submission guidelines, volunteer opportunities, and more, visit www.rmicweb.org. And this program is supported in part by Traditions, Virginia Commonwealth University's 17th Symposium on Architectural History and the Decorative Arts, taking place Friday, November the 13th, from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Virginia Historical Society. Symposium presentations will focus on Richmond furniture, wrought iron, cast iron, and classical architecture details in the Fan District. For information and tickets, call VCU's Department of Art History at 804-828-2784 or email ccolbreth@vcu.edu. Well, it's 7:19 here on WRIR. We just heard the Polecat Blues as played by the Freight Hoppers. And before that, we had Fire on the Mountain from the Camp Creek Boys, who Camp Creek Boys I would consider to be kind of the quintessential old-time band. They were a 1960s group. They were formed in the 30s, I shouldn't say. They didn't actually become influential until the 60s. And that recording there was made in the 60s. But you had Fred Cockrum on fiddle and banjo playing by Kyle Creed and Paul Sutphen on guitar. Also, you had mandolin player Verlin Clifton and a second guitarist, Ronald Collins, another fiddler, Ernest East, and yet another guitarist, Roscoe Russell. So it was a big band, a big sound. They were a dance band. So tonight I'm trying to, with the help of my friend Otto Conrad and also fellow WRIR volunteer. Hello, Otto.
Hello, Josh. How are you tonight?
Doing just fine. We're exploring the differences between string band music, old time music, bluegrass music, or even if there is a difference, And if you're interested, you can give me a call at 804-649-9737 if you have an opinion. I put this out on my Facebook page, which is not very old-timey, I know. Although there's lots of old-time musicians on Facebook, and asked people what they thought was the difference. And someone posted the Wikipedia definition of string band music, which is, the string band is a subgenre of old-time music that spotlights a group of acoustic string instruments, sometimes even to the exclusion of vocals. And then I have another friend of mine who is at Ferrum College and an old-time musician, and he says that in Franklin County, the people who play and are affiliated with traditional dance music rarely ever refer to it as old-time. They call it dance band or dance music. So clearly there's any number of definitions of what could be string band music. But what I was talking to Otto about just a few minutes ago was my definition is kind of string band music is any kind of stringed instrument music, and that is kind of somewhat traditional American in its origin, that came around before kind of modern labels. So you figure Bill Monroe in the 1940s coined the term bluegrass music, and then since bluegrass music was coined, you had to have something that wasn't bluegrass music. And what is this stuff that's not bluegrass music? So that became old-time music or country music, or whatever other classification, ragtime music. But before all that, it was all just kind of lumped together. Blues, hillbilly music, kind of proto-jazz and ragtime music.
Well, Josh, what we just played was an example for you of string band, right?
I would call that old-time music.
Old-time, okay.
Because there's modern. The Freight Hoppers are a modern old-time band.
So are we going to play some string band music
now? We will, yeah. We'll get to string band music in just a second. Actually, if you could advance advance that to number four, that would be great. So now here's the Bog Trotters, okay? So the Bog Trotters from Ballard Branch, Virginia, actually had members who were fathers and relatives of other bands like the Camp Creek Boys, although not actually, but Fields Ward, who's Wade Ward's brother. No, excuse me, who's Wade Ward's... yes, Field Ward is Wade Ward's brother, but their father, Davy Crockett Ward, was also in the Bog Trotters, as well as Alec Dunford. And so these guys are from down there in southwestern Virginia, and they played this kind of music, and they played this tune I'm going to play. It's called Sugar Hill, which is a pretty well-known old-time tune, but I consider what they're doing here to not be old-time music. And one major reason is because there's no clawhammer banjo present. The banjo in it is just being strummed away. So listen up and see if you can tell the difference. Yeah, it's ready to go. So actually, I'll just hit it right here, and we'll get on with it. Give me a call, 649-9737. I promise it won't be all talking tonight, folks. There'll be plenty of music as we explore string bands. So here's the Bog Trotters.
You wanna get your eye knocked out if you wanna get your bill. You wanna get your head cut off, just go to Sugar Hill. Bird on the mountaintop and a red bird on the ground. Select bird in the sugar tree is shaking that sugar down. Top and then her stomach failed her. $0.10 in my pocketbook and don't you dare it jingle. I'm going to court them pretty gals as long as I stay single. Your legs are slim and slender, I'm afraid you'll break in two. You undercome old true love and how you reckon I know. Tell her by her shoe fly dress that come from sugar store.
Well, Riley, let's play that old tune we played a long time ago on that Fiddler's Convention record, you know, that hell broke loose in Georgia.
Good, let's go.
Uptown.
Thank you.
his pound. Oh, go lend him your hand and help him to stand. Be kind to a man while he's down. Forgive and forget those good in him. It he'll drink his sorrow to drown. Oh, go lend him your hand and help him to stand. Be kind to a man while he's down.
long time around.
Don't scan the river.
Where am I when I do?
Johnson. Fast and Furious Earl Johnson. Now, I don't know what you'd call that. Got a call from local music know-it-all Harold Hausenfleck, and he wanted to correct me on a couple of things. One, what you heard there was not the Bog Trotters, apparently, but was Crockett Ward and his boys, which is, of course, Crockett Ward and Fields Ward and Wade Ward. And there was Clymer Banjo on that, although it's hard to hear, and I feel as though it's kind of a different idea of Clymer Banjo from what, if you were to buy a modern Clymer Banjo CD, what you're going to get. Not nearly as much melody, a lot more rhythm in there. I'm sure Harold will call me in just a second. I'm so nervous. And then after that, we had Gid Tanner and his Skillet Lickers, which I consider to be maybe the one of the epitomes of what string band music is. I mean, it was commercial what they were doing there. They were mountain musicians, but they were, you know, that was definitely a commercial product. And you had, you know, multiple fiddles and maybe a banjo, and you had Riley Puckett, who was a very refined guitarist. But you know, all of this music was being made in the late 1920s and into the 1930s, and they were North Georgians, as maybe you know. And right there, they were doing Hell Broke Loose in Georgia, and I don't know what you'd call that. So just to clarify here, I'm playing what I consider to be string band music, as opposed to bluegrass and old time music. Now, Otto and I have been making Venn diagrams. Is that right, Otto?
We've made a number of Venn diagrams. We've decided they're a little too simplistic,
yeah,
though.
So Otto's got one here where you've got bluegrass music and you've got old-time music, and they intersect. And then you got string band music, which is inside of old-time, because explain what you're talking about here, Otto, because string band, because old-time doesn't need to be a band. Is that what you think?
Old-time, to my mind, is a naming convention from the folk movement in the early 60s. And it really is referencing a whole style of what we would call really generally folk music of all types and varieties.
Okay.
And string band is just one type of that folk music.
Right. So my kind of, well, I don't know. I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm going to play more. Maybe we'll, I don't want to turn this into a history lesson here, folks. I just want to play some music. That's all. Anyway, I like Otto's definition, though. And so you can't be a string, if you're just playing solo guitar or solo banjo, you're not a string band, that's for sure. Unless you have a bass drum on your back, maybe, I don't know. So after that we had DaCosta Waltz's Southern Broadcasters, Be Kind to a Man When He's Down, and where did that CD case go? That was, DaCosta Waltz, of course, was the mayor of Galax, Virginia, featured on that recording, was a young kind of nameless boy, at least according to these document record notes here. And but also was Ben Jarrell, Tommy Jarrell's father, and Frank Jenkins, who's Oscar Jenkins' father, both from North Carolina, Round Peak and Dobson, North Carolina. And that tune was called Be Kind to a Man When He's Down, and then we had a harmonica on there as well. No, he has a name. Goodson is his last name, I believe. Anyway, it sounded like a girl, but it wasn't a girl. And after that, we had Frank Jenkins' Pilot Mountaineers, also recorded around the same time period, which is Frank Jenkins fiddling and Oscar Jenkins, his son, 19 years old at the time, playing banjo, and Pop Stoneman on guitar, actually, Ernest Stoneman.
Playing the Burial of Wild Bill.
Playing the Burial of Wild Bill, indeed. Followed that was fiddling John Carson, another North Georgian, another contemporary of the Skillet Lickers, with Cotton Eyed Joe and the Carter Brothers and Son from Mississippi, Old Jawbone, and then we ended it there with Earl Johnson doing I Got a Woman on Sourwood Mountain. And all that music was definitely recorded pre kind of, I guess, radio definition of the need to define what kind of music you're playing. So that's why I'm calling it string band music. Let's get on here. what we're going to play now, I think these guys are kind of, we're going to move into a little bit of jazziness just for a second, slight jazziness, kind of with more improvisation and kind of goofing around. Anyway, here is Al Hopkins and his Buckle Busters doing this cute little tune called Down to the Club. Give me a call, 804-649-9737.
Last night I was out rather late, just out on an innocent spree. My wife saw me coming his way. While sleeping, I thought she would be. I found her in temper and tears. Well, she cried, it's a sin and a shame. Well, she scratched both me eyes and ears. Then I could only exclaim, well, the club had a meeting tonight. Love, the business, we had a great fight. Love, don't think for a moment I'm tight. Marianne, I've only been down to the club. My boots I left down in the hall, and slowly I crept up the stairs. I kept rather close to the wall, and tried to ascend unaware. But just as I got to the door, somehow I got lost in the dark. Well, I stumbled and I fell on the floor. Then I could only remark, well, the club had a meeting tonight. Love, the business, we had a great night. Love, don't think for a moment I'm tight. Marianne, I've only been down to the club. She cried and she screeched and she screamed. She said, I'll go home to my mall. While I on the mantelpiece leaned and tried to enjoy my cigar, I promised to buy her a dress if she'd leave me alone for a while. And I gave her a sweet little kiss, and I saw her beginning to smile. Well, the club had a meeting tonight. Love, the business, we had a great time. Love, don't think for a moment I'm tight. Marianne, I've only been down to the club.
Southland, sitting in a chair, where I'm round my old guitar and you're then round my dear. I'm rolling on, I'm rolling on, I'm rolling on to love, just rolling on. Sitting in the moonlight, blue as blue can be, strumming on my old guitar just to get my 40s. I'm rolling on, I'm rolling on, I'm rolling on to love, just rolling on. I have no home or money, everyone turn me down. Always pick some old guitar, it's only 2 grand I found. I'm rolling on, I'm rolling on, I'm rolling on, dude, I'm just rolling on. Whether I'm in the country, whether I'm in a town, my guitar's always near me, whether I'm up or down. I'm rolling on, I'm rolling on, I'm rolling on, dude, I'm just rolling on. Maybe someday I'll marry, if I could find a girl, but always love my guitar as much as I love her. I'm rolling on, I'm rolling on, I'm rolling on, dude, I'm just rolling on. My guitar and I will travel, we'll travel from shore to shore, and when we find that little girl, we'll never travel no more. I'm rolling on, I'm rolling on, I'm rolling on to love, just rolling on. I'm rolling on.
in the tar. Looked old Brady right through the flag. He says, it's no use in talking, Brady, get your check. Been on the job too long. Brady replied, and he answered no. Duncan showed him a sight that was never before. Well, now, Brady, you're running your risk. Oh, Duncan shot a hole through Brady's chest. Been on the job too long. Brady had a little 25. Kill a man about a half a mile. Duncan had a big 44. When he laid old Brady in the barroom door, thought he'd been on the job too long. Early in the morning, just about 9, horses in the hike off on the line. White and the black, all gathered around. They're gonna take Mr. Brady to the baying ground. Been on the job too long. Brady went to hell with a crutch on his arm. Well, I ain't here long. The devil's in, did it get this way? Well, there's never been a sucker yet ever got away. Been on the job too long.
I'm going with that. up in the hills,
where the doctor does,
my fiddle and the old banjo. I may get married, but I don't know. Oh, won't that be hard to please, hard to please.
WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond.
That's right. That's the station ID, folks. It's 8 o'clock. And that is our legal obligation to tell you right then and right now. I'm Josh Behrman. I'm here with Otto Conrad. Hello.
Salutations and greetings.
Oh, my gosh. That's so old-timey the way you said that. We're talking about string band music, talking about old-time music, talking about bluegrass music. Mostly we're talking about string band music. We've drawn Venn diagrams, if you missed that earlier, trying to explain it to one another. You just heard the Georgie Yellowhammers with All Old Bachelors Are Hard to Please. And before that, Wilma Watts and his Lonely Eagles with Been on the Job Too Long. That song has also been recorded as Duncan and Brady, and it's a union busting song, actually. And there was, you kind of had this proto three-finger banjo going on there. Before that, the Prairie Ramblers with I'm Rollin' On, featuring some kind of and before that, Al Hopkins and his Buckle Busters, Down to the Club, both featuring some more kind of jazzy chord changes for those of you who are interested in things like chord changes. There were some twos and some fives and some ones in there. So I don't know what you call that. There's rarely such fancy chords. Ooh, that's nice. Air conditioning all of a sudden came on in this room. Rarely such chords to be found in old-time music, for sure. And another thing, actually, when Harold called me to correct me about something, he mentioned is old-time music doesn't have guitar in it. So if you really want to play old-time music, no guitar and no chords at all, really, to speak of. But anyway, we're just talking now, just talking and talking. So, Otto, you're going to play a tune for us?
Josh, what do we got coming up next?
I think you're going to play something from your record that you got.
Yes.
That's pretty old-timey.
We're going to play some Skillet Liquors, Cripple Creek.
Yeah, there you go. So hit it at your leisure. No. You have to actually turn on the turntable for this purpose. Boom. There we go.
Going up a creek, see my girl.
Thank you. Lord, I'm getting right there. Yes, oh Lord, I'm getting right there.
WRIR LPFM. You're listening to Edge of Americana. My name is Josh Behrman. I'm here with Otto Conrad. A couple of more corrections for you folks, or at least differences of opinion. Fiddlin' John Carson, although he was from North Georgia, may or may not, depending on your definition, have been a contemporary of the Skillet Lickers, because he was born a full like 30 years prior to them, and did record the he was the first marketed country music in 1923 for the OK label. However, by my definition, since they were recording during the same time period in the 1920s,
professional contemporaries.
They were professional contemporaries, perhaps not actually age contemporaries, but that's but more importantly, Wade Ward is not Crockett Ward's was not Crockett Ward's son. He was his younger brother. So, anyway, there's that. But anyway, just now you were just listening to Charlie Bowman and the Hillbillies. And Charlie Bowman, born in 1889. See, I can pull up information, too. I have the ability, except I don't have it all in my head. I actually have to read things. I'm not quite that smart yet. Anyway, so that was some early old-time or string band music, if you will. Buckeyed Rabbits. Before that, we had... excuse me, the Georgia Crackers with I've Got a Gal in Baltimore featuring the Kofer Brothers, more Georgia music. And that song's got a lot of lyrics that kind of appear in jug band and ragtime music, the whole she don't wear no yes she do, she don't wear no Sunday shoes business. And what am I missing? Oh, the Red Fox Tracers with Honeysuckle Time, which is also just called Honeysuckle, I do believe. And here we are, and as Otto was pointing out to me, we've been listening to all this string band music. We had a little bit of bluegrass music at the forefront of the show, and a little bit of old-time music. But since this is all kind of more old-timey than bluegrassy, we figured we'd play a little more bluegrass music for you. So what do we have here, Otto?
Well, we're going to play some youngish Doyle Lawson back in 77, and the company he's keeping here, of course, is pretty good. It's with J.D. Crow and Jerry Douglas. Jerry Douglas, who played here at the Folk Festival not too long ago, and Kenny Baker. And appropriately, it's a Monroe medley.
All right, so there you go. Here's Doyle Lawson with a Monroe medley. Thank you.
man gets up early in the morning, leaves his wife in bed. She'll either have the kids wake up and dry it up and cook some bread. Let me tell you a thing or two that a woman like that will never do. And the man that runs a home sweet home, he never would have married man. He never had no loving wife to feed him with a frying pan. She'll meet you at the door when you're gonna come in. She'll knock you down with a rolling pin. And the man that runs a home sweet home, he never would have married man. Man comes in at dinner time hungry and he wants to eat. By the wife piled up in the bed lying there sound asleep. Gets the man that he put in hand, swears to the bed that he won't stay there. And the man that runs the home sweet home, he never would have married man. He never had no loving wife to treat him with a frying pan. She'll meet you at the door when you're gonna come in. She'll knock you down with a rolling pin. And the man that runs home sweet home, he never would have married man. Comes in from work at night, tired, and he goes to bed. The baby lying there in the cradle, still like we'll wake the dead. He'll sit and rock for about an hour, every hand to every fire. And the man that wrote home, sweet home, he never was a married man. He never had no loving wife, treated with a frying pan. She'll meet you at the door when you're gonna come in. She'll knock you down with a rolling pin. And the man that drove home, sweet home, he never would have married man. The man that drove home, sweet home, never would have married man. He never had no loving wife, greeted with a frying pan. She'll meet you at the door when you're gonna come in. She'll knock you down with a rolling pin. And the man that drove home, sweet home, never would have married man.
Called, he told me so this morning. He called this moving day, moving day. I ripped the carpet up off the floor, load you all the stove and out the door. Cause moving day, back in bed we'll get away. If you spend every cent you can live out in a tent, it's moving day. Thank you.
it's blooming hay. Bag your fence, which get away. Get your plan, never say it. You can live out in a tent. It's moving hay. Thank you.
heard me play it far away, and a little mound of clay that recalls to me the days of long ago. When I sit on Mother's knee and she talk and sing to me, how I loved her voice and action sweet and low. Oh, her love will always linger, I can see her day by day as she sat there in that little cabin home. Though the house is blown away and the fields with grass are gray, I can never forget my Ozark Mountain home. Oh, I'll bow my head in sorrow, for I know we'll meet tomorrow in that little mound of clay there in the hills. I'm going back and build a shack by the head of Mount of Clay. I'm going back and build a shack in those old dark hills far away. Sweet to me, just as sweet as sweet could be, and her aching heart was always full of pain. From that little mound of clay, she will guide me day by day, and I'll never roam the distant west again. In words that live forever, she advised me not to never take advantage of the weak ones of our day. Though we better off in name, we will all just be the same when we meet there in the shadow of the clay. Oh, I'll bow my head in sorrow, for I know we'll meet tomorrow in that little mound of clay there in the hill. I'm going back and build a shack by that little mound of clay. I'm going back and build a shack.
There will be a free production of Alan Ball's All That I Ever Will Ever Be in the Schaefer Street Playhouse on the VCU campus on November 13th through the 15th. The performances will be at 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and 2 p.m. Sunday. Ball wrote the play, Five Women Wearing the Same Dress. He's the creator of the HBO series True Blood and 6 Feet Under and won an Oscar for American Beauty. Please call 804-827-1677 if you have any questions. Plan 9 is a proud support of musical diversity heard daily here on WRIR. Plan 9 Music has an extensive collection of new and used music and a staff that knows their stuff. Plan 9 offers deep catalog selections as well as extensive local and regional music and has or can get most of the music heard on this program. Plan 9 is located in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street and on the web at www.plan9music.com. on MySpace and on Facebook. New releases at Plan 9 this week include Bon Jovi's Circle, Dashboard Confessional, Alter the Ending, AC/DC Backtracks, Jason Mraz, Beautiful Mess, Live on Earth, and The Killers, Live from the Royal Albert Hall. Plan 9, what a record store should be. We are here at the edge of Americana. This is Otto Conrad, and I'm here with Josh. And we've played a number of things here. We've had, Charlie Parker and Mac Woolbright, the man who wrote Home Sweet Home. Charlie Poole, It's Movin' Day. Freeney's Barn Dance Orchestra, that's a good name. Don't You Remember the Time. And Herschel Brown and his washboard band, Nobody Loves Me. Finally, we had George Eggen's Corn Dodgers, My Ozark Mountain Home.
I'm going to break in here, Otto, just to talk for a second about some of that music that we just heard. So Charlie Parker and Mac Woolbright, which is the first that we heard on that series. Mac Woolbright was a blind three-finger banjo player that is among the musicians that Earl Scruggs credits with kind of his style anyway. And so I don't know what you want to call that music, but it's kind of a great guitar banjo duet and some really nice harmony singing. Charlie Poole after that, of course, a well-known name in the world of string band music, also playing a kind of proto bluegrass three-finger banjo style. And some people credit Charlie Poole with kind of inventing bluegrass music in as much as there was free soloing going on. Not just playing the head lick or playing the melody of the song, but kind of more improvised solos at times. Nice waltz from Freeney's Barn Dance Orchestra. And then Herschel Brown, another Georgian, and his washboard band. And that tune, I Don't Love Nobody, or Nobody Loves Me, just so funky with that washboard on there. So I don't know if you can really call that old-time music. I would, but I'm a little skewed in what I think. And then finally, a little bit of Ozark Mountain music. With George Edgins or Edgins, Corn Dodgers, however you want to say it. So we're just going to keep the music going here, folks. Whether you want to call it string band or old time or bluegrass, it's good. I like it, and it's banjo-y. So what are we going to hear next, Otto?
We're going to hear the Kessinger Brothers playing Salt River.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. This is Edge of Americana, but maybe you already know that by the amount of banjos and fiddles you've been hearing over the last 2 hours and 48 minutes. The Lee Show is coming up next, and the Lee Show is in the house. He's getting ready. So we've been talking about string bands tonight, and maybe we have an idea, and maybe we don't. It's hard to know, but we've definitely been playing some good music. Otto Conrad, I want to say thank you for coming out tonight.
Thank you, Josh, for being such a gracious host.
Oh, yeah, of course. And I think you guys might be hearing more of Otto coming up in the future, but let's see. Right now, you just heard the New Lost City Ramblers, which if ever there was kind of a revivalist string band, it is they, although they definitely played a whole lot of different kind of subgenres of American stringed instrument music. And Otto, you said you thought that was old time, and what was your reasoning behind that?
There's a bit of self-consciousness about that music.
And if ever there was a self, like I said, as I said, is if ever there was a band who was self-conscious about the style of music they were playing, it is the New Lost City Ramblers, who went to great lengths to replicate the music they heard on 78s and learned from some source musicians. Before that, Dr. Humphrey Bates and his Possum Hunters doing Throw the Old Cow Over the Fence with some kind of interesting, I don't know what exactly that banjo's doing there, but it was not a downstroke thing. It was some sort of upstroke thing. And the Kessinger Brothers before that with Salt River. And it's 8:49, really. And for the rest of this time, we're just going to play some bands that are more modern that I consider to be string bands as opposed to old-time bands. So a little harder to classify, maybe. Maybe there's banjo, maybe there's not. Maybe it's not just as, I don't know, something about it. So let's start with another kind of 60s revival band. Maybe they're the yin to the New Lost City Ramblers yang. It's the Holy Motor Rounders, and this is Mr. Spaceman.
In the race to the moon, in the race to the moon. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, you sure have started something. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, don't you know you got my heart a-thumping. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, I want to be a spaceman too. No, sir, it's a pom-a-pom-a-pom-a-pom-a-pom. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, don't you know you got my heart a-thumping? Oh, Mr. Spaceman, I'm not really very far behind with an A, with an A. You sure have started something. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, certainly got my heart a-thumping. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, I want to be a spaceman too. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. Spaceman too. No, sir, son, it's Peppa Map, 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 Map too. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, certainly got my heart a-thumping. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, I'm not really very far behind.
How do we end?
Like this.
Gee, Captain Sam. And it's a swell little ditty called Play Rocky Top or I'll Punch Your Lights Out.
Well, I go down to this bar every evening to get here just about 10. Try to get a little loving, I can't remember how long it's been. Well, if you just do me a favor, play that song for me. I'll fix your car next Thursday, three to loop in the old free. Play it right and drop, old lady at ball with long red fingernails. I've been trying all night to get that girl on rock top, never fail. I can't play no music, ain't got no $100 bill. But if you play on rock top, I know that lady will. Well, some people thinking I'm stupid, that's alright for me. Some people can think about anything they want, as long as let me be. see. I ain't got no education, and I don't know how to spell, but I know what a good dry sound sounds like, and I know how to raise some hell. May I ride the top old lady with a long red fingernail. I've been trying all night to get there. Oh, I'm top of the bell. I can't play no kids. They ain't got no $100 bill, but if you
WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. Got time for just one more song here, folks, on Edge of Americana. You just heard The Traveling Snakes with some good friends of mine from down there in eastern Kentucky. Before that, The Red Clay Ramblers with Chuck and the Frizz. From the album Chuck and the Frizz with the tune Play Rocky Top. And before that was the Holy Motor Rounders with Mr. Spaceman. So let's just do this last tune. This is a group called the Pea Ridge Ramblers, who really specialize in the kind of North Georgia skill liquor style string band music, as I would call it. And this is them doing a great kind of murder tune, Cruel Willie. So thanks once again to Otto Conrad for being on.
Thank you, Josh, for having me. Nice set of music.
Thanks. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. And we'll stay tuned for the Lee Show, and here is Cruel Willie.
Kind of sweet little lady till you look her in the folks all in hell. Throw away the ain't sad, breaking all the